want to talk about my life in UK. I went to study in the UK a few years ago. The most exciting experience is that I went to a host family for my Christmas holiday in December. I went there alone on a train. It took me about 1 or 2 hours to get there to York, and then I stayed there for 1 week. This was the first time that I spent time with a UK family, which I learned a lot from them. They treat me like a family member. They took me out to eat, to play, and to see all the different interesting culture of the region. On Christmas Day, they even bought me some presents to celebrate the Christmas. When I went back to Oxford, which was the place that I stayed for that year, I had the chance to teach in a Chinese school every Sunday. The kids are about 14 years old, and I taught them Chinese. They were very cute, but they all speak in English. I spent lots of time to encourage them to speak in Cantonese. During my study in the UK, I lived with few other students from different countries. They're very nice, and we used to cook on our own, just like a big family. Every day we went to supermarkets to buy food and drinks and desserts. We cooked every day. I was not a good cook. Normally, I just put everything in the oven. And I've tried to bake a cake before, but failed. And they all laughed at me. And every time when I bake a cake, they never taste it. We share a flat together. We share kitchen, bathrooms. But we do have our own sink and bedroom. The life in the UK is quite relaxing besides study, because you can explore more and do different activities at school or even some other extracurricular activities. After I come back to Hong Kong, I still keep in touch with all my friends in the UK from different countries like Italy, Malaysia, Japan, UK, and other countries. Sometimes we even send email to each other, and sometimes they may come to Hong Kong to visit, and we will meet each other again. I really enjoy the time in the UK. I hope you will also have the chance to explore more in other different countries in the future.